Well, thank you. This is Mr. Brad Stone from Heated Waves. I'm guessing that you just do a lot of these little jingles and shit like that, buddy. That was pretty cool of you, and I appreciate it. Let me know what was going on with that, man. I'm just curious about it. Hit us back up and listen to our podcast, man. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Good day. You just heard a very nice message from the fine folks at Heated Wave Podcast. I sang a theme song for them on Anchor, and that was just such a wonderful message from them. I was just thinking about I was just thinking about the idea of, number one, predicting the future, and number two, predicting the past, as I like to call it. Those times where you have this idea and you say it out loud. You know, you go, oh, wow, you know, someday, wouldn't that be great if this or that? And then whoever is standing next to you goes, oh, yeah, that thing is already invented. Or you have a theory of the universe, let's say, and you find yourself, let's say, for instance, I used to substitute teach. I substitute taught for 9 years. And throughout that time, it was during the time that I had come across those Bashar videos. B-A-S-H-A-R. Check them out. Came across those Bashar videos, and I was, you know, heavily into thinking about practicing, applying manifestation of reality techniques. And Bashar came along right around that time. And leading up to that point, leading up to coming across Bashar for many years, I had these big time revelations, just striking the antenna, just blipping the antenna. And I would tell them to the students, I'd talk to my friends, I'd write them in my books. And from the students, as one can imagine, these were 6th through 8th graders. They were astonished, of course. To others, friends perhaps, it was met with, oh, no, no. But then I come across Bashar, and he was saying a lot of the same stuff. I mean, it was astonishing. A lot of the same stuff that I had been telling these people. And when you see that, you go, wow. It the light bulb goes off in your brain, you know? It's a revelation. You're going, holy moly. I'm onto something. Here's this guy revealing these truths of the universe, talking about these things for, you know, 30 years or more, however long however long Daryl Anka was channeling Bashar, talking about these theories to people, and all of a sudden I'm coming across these things, and I'm going, holy moly. There's that aspect of, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, redemption, I guess. And so, it was just astonishing. Added to the fact that I'd hear Alan Watts talk about some of these ideas, and it felt so good to know. See, this is the thing, and we were talking a lot about this before, and you've heard me say it many times before. When you're tuned in to the same frequency as someone else, you're basically both listening to the same station. And I was tuned into, and am tuned into, this frequency of harmony, cooperation, collaboration, reciprocation, just these aspects of how to better connect with the great all that is, the universe, other people, etc., etc. The unseen molecules, the unseen waves and vibrations, frequencies, the stuff that plants and animals are tuned into, just that natural unfolding. And I think by default, oh boy, let me just take a moment to praise this. Oh man, extraordinary. Oh man, there's a campfire going on out there. Oh man. Oh man, that's good. That is good. It's good. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. 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 Wow, so good. So, I come across a lot of these similar things that these guys were talking about, similar ideas. And when you hear that, you're going, oh man, this is great. What it does is, coming across examples like that, what happens is, you build up enough of these kinds of examples in your brain, where it then reinforces your ideas. It reinforces it reinforces your intuition and full on trust in how things are unfolding. When you come up with enough examples where you see it and or hear it happening through others, or even other, pardon me, other sources, you go, okay, this is really cool. This is something to really think about. That's something to pay attention to. And then applying that knowledge to each and every other new moment, each and every new revelation that comes to you. You write it down or you say it into a podcast, and now it's there, it's documented. So, the idea of predicting, it's funny because I'll say that often, where I'll be like, oh, here's this thing, here's that thing, and then someone will go, oh, that was on Seinfeld. Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode? Or did you ever see that Curb Your Enthusiasm, or that Simpsons episode where they talk about it? And I go, nope, never have. And so then I go, in those moments, I say, well, it looks like I predicted the past again. I predicted the past. Accidentally predicting the past. Quite interesting, if you think about that. So, it's amazing. I mean, it goes right along that idea of, for instance, when you have an idea for a movie or a TV show, and and you know, you write it down. And maybe you talk a little too much about it to folks. What happens is it gets out there, it gets out there, it gets out there, it gains a momentum. Thoughts are entities unto their own. So when we give birth to them and we continue recognizing their existence, they want to continue showing off for us. At least I've found in my real experience. It's like a thank you for noticing me. That type of thing. Thank you for noticing me. Oh, you like this? Alright, I'm gonna do some more of it. And it's fun. It's like the little kid who wants to play. Show you their skills. So yeah, it's that idea of having those ideas and then after enough examples of seeing those things come about, it then just reinforces your idea of trusting in your ideas, moving them forward. Because you have so many examples already of it coming true. So then, what happens then is when you are really struck on the antenna, you really feel this inspiration, the inspirado, and you move forward with it. Oh my God, there's power in there. You're giving it your trust. You're giving it your faith. Faith in it. And it's going, thank you so much for having faith in me. Wow. All I needed was for you to give your stamp of approval. Now I can move forward. It's the same as a lot of folks. You know, sometimes when they're, when they got their, they'll sort of pitch their ideas to friends. They'll say, oh, what do you think about this idea, you know, for this movie or this TV show or this funny scene? I had an idea about this. And they kind of pitch it to their friends to kind of get an idea from their friends as to whether they think it's a good idea or not. Well, what if we were just simply passing the savings on to others? What if, in fact, the idea itself, when it comes up with the idea to us, the universe is going, hey, do you like this? Do you like this? Here's another one. Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you put your stamp of approval on? Do you like it? Do you like it? As soon as you tell me yes, I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to go. And if you say yes, it'll move forward. It'll go. So it makes its move when you say, yeah, okay, let's do it. I like that idea. And it goes, thank you so much for noticing me. Thank you. And those ideas are so appreciative. They are so appreciative. They love showing off for us and then surprising us in different disguises. That's the other fun thing. Surprises in disguises. They go, okay, you're going to let me do this? Let me craft it. It'd be like if you had an idea and, you know, let's say you work at a certain job and you go, hey, boss, I got this fun idea. If you just say yes to me, I'm going to totally move forward with this. I got such a plan. And the boss goes, yeah. And then what does the person do? They move. They move with it. They move forward with it. And they make this astonishing thing. It's because the boss, so to speak, said yes. I give you my blessing. What if all we're doing for ideas and our imaginations, we're giving it blessings? Very frequently I'll hear people go, oh, well, You know, I had these ideas, but then I realized that they were just such bad ideas for movies. Oh, they were such bad ideas for books. Oh, gosh, yeah. I got an idea book filled with just terrible ideas. Well, who's telling you that the idea is terrible? Who's telling you? And why are you choosing to believe that? If you're excited about the idea, why would you just then shuffle it? Because what's happening now is you're training it. You're training your imagination to only give you little, just barely, you're not giving it much elbow room. If you're going to treat your imagination, if you're going to put it in the cubicle, you're completely defeating the purpose of what imagination is. Completely. Imagination is boundless. It's the safest place on Earth, on Venus, on Mars, anywhere. The safest place. Safest place. That's what it's there for. We have so many examples of these, you know, geniuses, we call them, throughout time, who have created things. And, oh, well, that guy's a genius. I would never be able to be another Nikola Tesla. Oh, I would never be able to be another Einstein. Well, number one, you don't just be, obviously, just be you. That's the big message. And the next thing is, I'm certain that those people also had naysayers and killjoys around them who try to stomp out their dreams. And they move forward. They're obedient. They opened wide the possibilities. Would we ever have any of these inventions today? If every single step of the way they're going, no, 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 that'll never work. No, 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 that'll never work. Would we have these astounding inventions? If they had listened to the naysayers, if they had decided to give up, it's only because they fed it. They fed it. The idea was hungry. The idea was thirsty. And what do those geniuses do? They were obedient to it. They said, I got your back, man. I got your back. Let's go with this thing. Which then, of course, ties into that the whole extraordinary idea of creating the art that you want to see in the world, which I believe Craig and I talked about it on the one of these recent podcasts. So, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. The astounding things that can evolve when you trust it. You give your full stamp of approval to it. Let it happen. Give it what it needs. It needs encouragement. It needs excitement. It needs enthusiasm. Think about all the things that you appreciate. Think about the things that you appreciate and then just simply apply that to the universe. I don't want to tell you what to do. That's what I've been doing. And it's been working out really awesome. And it will continue to work out awesomer and awesomer. The more I let go and the less resistance involved with letting it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Those are the words of wisdom. Let it be. I wish I could say that I invented that one. Let it be. Yikes. Speaking of which, same thing, you know, with those Beatles. I mean, just think about that. Those guys would not have all those kick-ass songs, all that inspirational music, had they put the brakes on their visions. Had they put the anchors around their ankles. And said, oh, no, let's be conventional. No, let's fit ourselves in this tiny little thing. No, don't let your mind wander. Don't do that. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? What is that? Come on, come on. Be practical, for Christ's sake. What if they had constantly said that to each other? Man. Just imagine how many folks were telling Nikola Tesla, that's not going to work. And yet, to this day, we're still using technology that man invented eons ago. So, those are sort of the gifts that we're given. When you have enough of those examples. I mean, holy moly. I mean, if we were just to look at Einstein alone, we'd have a whole slew of examples where each and every single one of those things would have been, you know, an opportunity for someone to say, no, that would never work. And yet it did. Not to mention all the other people who are considered geniuses out there. Jimi Hendrix would not be the astounding guitarist that he was had he not let himself come unhinged and travel out and just channel the universe blasting through him. There's a, you know, this is why people appreciate trust so much. They love being trusted. They want to trust others. So what do we want? We want people to say yes to our ideas. We want people to, when you go, oh, wouldn't that be funny if this or that? And the other person goes, no, actually, that would never happen. No, actually, no. Or they go, well, or but. A lot of times you'll hear or you'll say, but, right? Put the brakes on it. But is like the phrase that exemplifies to me like concrete shoes. I'm trying to swim in the ocean, concrete shoes. The or is like going, taking a detour. Well, why not just keep going yes and, build it. So, yeah, that's basically the idea of predicting the future. That's it right there. Trusting, appreciating. The universe wants to have faith in you. Wants to have trust in you. That's the trick. So interesting. So, oh my, it's quite a razzmatazz here at ye old grocery store. Pardon me. Tonight was the perfect night to go out at this particular time. Just the most opportune time to go out here. So that's all for now. More later. Bum, ba-dum-dum-bum, ba-dum-dum-bum.
Oh my God, I love it. That is awesome. You just made my day, sir.
That was pretty good.
That was totally going in the show. It's totally going in.
Awesome.
I love it. Thanks, man.
That was a very nice message from Cannabis Conundrum Podcast. I sent a theme song off to them, and that was their reply. It was really cool of them for them to reply. It's always awesome when these folks reply, because then I can just go and just wrap them right back up into my episodes. And isn't that what it's all about? That's what it's all about. It's about collaboration. About cooperation. That's why the Anchor app is so kick-ass, because you can have this immediate collaboration going on. It's so fun. I encourage each and every single one of you to go ahead and download it. Everybody's got something that they're interested in. Why not share it?
This is Man Behind the Machine, and you are listening to Inspirato Projector.
We're going to play the Let's See If I Can Get Them to Say Hi game. Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Good, how are you?
Hi.
Well, that was a group of five, and three of the five said hello. I think the other two felt the other three were representing them.
What you heard there was Mr. John Garside from Forgotten Tales doing one of his social experiments, saying hi to people on the street. It's always worth it to try to say hi to folks. I'm going to read to you from my idea book, I've decided. There's a lot. I don't know if I said this one. Submit to Threadless and Mad. A while ago, I was submitting my art to the Threadless t-shirts, and also skateboard companies, with the idea of getting my art on them. And ever since I was a little kid, I always loved Mad Magazine. And now they're out here in Burbank, which I've talked about many times. I'm going to interview those guys. I'm going to get them on the podcast. Here's an idea. Spinning stage in middle of studio. Camera on crane-like mechanism so I can get in close and videotape from far away. Use Phoenix video for a reference. Everything is everything. Make kids' songs. Island by Aldous Huxley. Hiding extra layers within a remixable PDF, Acrobat ebook, Photoshop. Send copy of Maxim Neptune to Mad Magazine. Here's their old address, Department 354, 1700 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019. Show, what is happening? Auto-tune Chuck Tesla. Nyan Cat with Nope song playing, and Chuck Testa's head on it. crime duo who paint their car a different color than wash it off after the heist. That's a good idea. Remake Alone Again or Love. Here's the character's name. Cliff Kling. I guess that could be a character's name, or that could be a film. Adding vocals to public domain songs. One person magic shows. Oh, one person magic shows. Ooh, these are good. Someone who leaves their information in hopes that their reincarnated self will find it. I like that idea. Remake one of the top 100 songs most used. Musical magicians.
That was an idea that my brother and I were talking about. How fun that would be. You got a band that also does magic on stage.
Everyone in a movie are desaturated and technicolored, but for real. Grayscale skin. Juggy and Naki, two cartoon breasts. The Shadow People, who come out and offer advice or keep tabs on those walking past. Painting guitar cases. A man who insults people by comparing them to various animals. Smooth and relaxed.
Oh yeah, okay. So you could say that man is a hyena. Or, this woman is quite... Well, people do it. Cougars, jaguars, bears. That guy's like a bear. Squirrel. She sure moves like a squirrel. She's a squirrel.
Clean out junk drawer and send them at archives. Oh, I got the Garbage Pail Kids address. Garbage Pail Kids card game. P.O. Box 212. Duryea, Pennsylvania. That is D-U-R-Y-E-A P-A, Pennsylvania. 18642. Oh, these are the artists for Garbage Pail Kids. John Pound and Tom Bunk. What is this? What is this? Byrite Designs. Byrite Designs. They make the growing fish. Maybe the growing fish is that thing. It's like a tiny little plastic thing you put in the water and it grows. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. That's 88 Vanderveer Road, Freehold, New Jersey, 07728. You can call them at 888-777-7952. Ooh, here's a good one. I've been kind of doing this one on the podcast already. Documenting the times between when an epiphany and or prediction occurs and when it comes to pass. What is the timeline? Empty recording contents onto computer. Yeah, that's something. I used to record everything into my cell phone into the recording app thing that's on the phone already. And then I'd forget to just dump it all on the computer. Here we go. So this is apparently a movie or something. Quote, Black Joe, unquote. Conversations with coffee. The camera zooms into the coffee cup as the person sips. When it comes back down, it is from the perspective of someone else. This is how the transitions continue. I like that. For a while ago, I had this idea for a whole coffee shop type of movie. A band that covers songs by 1920s bands that never existed. Grizzly Adams movie. Brilliant. I would love to be young Grizzly Adams, especially now that I got a beard. Oh, here's a word. Enchantic. E-N-C-H-A-N-T-I-C. Something else. Submit to hear no-ho. I don't know what that is. Make voiceover demo reel. Well, I am on the way of doing that. Voices.com. I'm putting up my profile for that one and cobbling together my demo reel. A person who becomes a new character each year. He gives himself a new alias frequently. Oh, here's a place you can send music. WFMU. This is out in New Jersey. C/O, Brian Turner. He's the music and program director. P.O. Box 5101, Hoboken, New Jersey, 0730. Here's another address for him. WFMU Brian Turner, 43 Montgomery Avenue, 4th floor, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. I'm giving away offices here. I'm not, you know, these are not people's personal addresses. Oh, yeah, here we go. A movie about a man exploring his consciousness, the various tactics he uses, one of them being out of body. We see his reality shift. Words spelled on phone buttons. Lips equals kiss. Awake equals cycle. Of equals me. Karaoke equals Japan key. Oh, okay, yeah, because the letters on buttons, they got, they can spell stuff. Give Lawrence my top five favorite songs. He and I are cobbling together an EP. Occupy Wall Street Anthem. See, this lets you know when that was going on. Occupy Wall Street Anthem. That sounded fun. Let's Get Lost on Purpose theme. Yeah, there was a movie that my friend, I was in a movie with her called Harmony Heights. I played a Mr. Rogers type of character. This is where I met my buddy Christopher DiMacci, one of my longtime collaborators. You'll hear him on K-Chung, 16:30 a.m. when I have the radio show. He's on there sometimes. He does all the bicycle safety stuff. I sometimes put him on the podcast too. I put his stuff on there. So, Let's Get Lost on Purpose was the name of a movie that this woman, Misty, was putting together, and I decided to make a song. So if you go to soundcloud.com/CEC, I believe you can hear it. It's a very, very raw version. I think that's all for now. More later. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.